So my mom had to negotiate with my dad to say to let the child go. So once she gave me the right away, I know then I can respond and say I'm coming. So one of the hospitals that responded quicker, or better for me, because my dad says Canada, America, you don't know anybody here. There were some relatives in London, but he don't know the difference between London and Yorkshire. But this is England, you're coming to England and you have people in England. And what I did was let my family know in London that my dad is allowing me to go to do study nursing in Yorkshire, up in the Dales. And so I responded and I was accepted. And I was going to be in the August school, but me with my always negotiating and always wanting different to what is I'm told I could do, I said, can I start the January school? And they did allow me to start in January, so waiting till August. And I came. They were so wonderful, because they were, well, in those days they would arrange for like a matron in the hospital to meet you at the station when you come up to Yorkshire to Leeds. And my sister and brother-in-law is Ghanaian, and my sister, they drove all the way to the Dales, Yorkshire Dales, Wathdale General Hospital.
From London.
To drive me there. And there was someone waiting for me called Miss Coates. She was in charge of the nurses' home, in charge of you. So when I think, I'm escaping home, I'm going to spread my wings, I'm an older person. But this Miss Coates just curb your enthusiasm to look after you as though you were a child. So they were so protective.
So you felt safe?
And yes. We were angry in a bit, because I thought, I'm spreading my wings, I'm going to do what I want. But that wasn't so. They did look after us so well. Or on the plane, yeah, in that time we did have plane, it will journey to Barbados, British Airways. First, you would have like a smaller plane, a Lear plane, with take you to Barbados. You overnight in Barbados. You go to, there are no hostel or anywhere for you to stay. So you stay in the vicinity of the airport, and you just rest until you pick up the flight from the airport to London Heathrow.
What was the energy of where we go, you know?
Excitement. Because now you have a bigger place to come to, that you can actually have the resources to support your family. So most of the time as we grew up, we knew about doing things for another. So regardless of the discomfort, regardless of whatever happens, because I landed in the Dales, where they had to move the snow, the plow would come to move the snow from outside your window so you can get out. In those days, 1968,
that's when you arrived, 68.
The snow would fall so heavily and it would block your exit or your entrance to the nurse's home. So the plow, you had to wait till the plow come and dig you out in a way, you know, that cleared the pathway. But I loved it. I loved being in Yorkshire. And the Yorkshire people were like being in the Caribbean. Bless them, they were just like people I left at home. They were so kind. Because I don't know about other nurses, a student I came and a student nurse, and have to go your training, you know, skinny little thing, you know. I was always very tiny. And perhaps that's why my parents were so protective, because I was one of the tiny ones in the family. My younger sisters were bigger than me. So, but But I had that drive, that determination. And I think they were protective, the Yorkshire people. Even the people we cared for, there was a lot of young men who were on the farms and the dales. They were mostly farmers. And they kind of indulged in the milk and the butter and the cheese and stuff like that. So we'd find in the intensive care unit at night, they were wheeling in young men who had a heart condition or heart attack or something happened because of the excessive of the fats from the cheese and things like that. So we were looking after them, and we were looking after people who had pleurisy and different things were happening. It was cold, and I think perhaps the homes were not as warm. And Karen, one man, when he woke up, he said, "I saw two angels looking at me. I'm a black person, and the other young nurse was Chinese." But he said the two angels, and he said, "When my wife comes and I'm better, you come in home to have tea with us." So he had a bike, a motorbike, and he would come and fetch myself first, then Nurse Lee. And then he'd make all this journey backwards and forwards to his home. And we go, and his wife would spread out, make a big spread for us. High tea, it's like high tea. And then when we come in home, he'd take us backwards. And then introduced to Harrogate Flower Show and whatever is going on in Leeds or Ilkley, Otley. So these were the neighboring areas. And they would take us. I almost married a Yorkshire person because working on the children's ward, her brother used to visit this little girl, and she always held my hand. For, you know how children sometimes can take a liking to you.
Well, they're very good judges of character.
Yes, and she always held my hand. And when the parents and the family came, they said, "It's the nurse, it's Nurse Louison. Is she gonna come home with us? Can she come home?" And the brother, I think he was fascinated, maybe with a young black person from the Caribbean or something, whatever it is. And I could have been stayed in. But I was a little bit scared, but it was I felt intimidated, you know, branching off into another family. I didn't think in those days we saw it as black and white in that way. But perhaps I myself had a different perception of black and white because one of my uncles married to a Canadian lady in Grenada. There were two Presbyterian ladies who were they came from Canada to do their preaching and religious activities in my local area. And one of my uncles got close to her, they married. And she used to, I kind of grew up on her knee, because she always used to be in our home with my mom, helping, especially with so many of us. If in those days growing up in Grenada, there were Indians in our family, like Asian looking people who were part of the family, we didn't have that division. You know, the division that you experience here, we didn't have it. So Indians would intermarry with Negro people. It depends, I think, on who you fall in love with. It's like my two sons now, one of my sons, his wife is half Irish and half Greek. So her father is Greek and her mom is Irish. And my second son, I don't know, perhaps it's how I talk to them and I don't see the differences in that way. His wife is half Welsh and half French. Her father is Welsh and her mother is French. So both my sons, which is two boys I have intermarry. We've got a big open house family. Yes.